This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Kane's got the puck. Moves with it, top of the right wing circle, and shoots. He scores! Patrick Kane! Centers for Kane. He scores! From beside the net! Seabrook then sends it ahead. Panarin over the blue line. The Kane right circle shoots. He scores! Patrick for Patrick Kane! Gave it to Kane, top of the right circle. To the right circle. Paravine into Kane. Left circle. Shoots. He scores! Making 25 straight games with a point. Seabrook then sends it ahead. Panarin over the blue line. The Kane right circle shoots. He scores! Hat trick for Patrick Kane, and that's his 100th point this season. Patrick Kane scores his second hat trick of the season.
It's a love song from your Blackhawks. You know, Rocky Ritz is here. Rock, I know you don't get a chance to hear Weidemann and Troy and their full, you know, lunacy other than when the team's on the road. But this is such a good radio thing. Obviously, we're so appreciative of the partnership and how good it is for both of us. But just having them on WGN is fantastic.
Well, it's nice. I mean, with the range it has, especially in the evenings. I mean, it goes through half the country or three-quarters of the country.
Sure.
And through Canada. The amount of people that listen to the Blackhawk games is amazing. And it's just not just a, you know, Metro Chicago. I mean, this team is going. You see the fan support we have on the road, and I'm sure that WGN has a lot to do with it.
Here's some text for you. Guys like Rocky and Theo getting it done. Rocky, could you please call the McCaskies? 773.
I don't think we're going to do that.
No. Just a helpful listener. 773, just a thank you to Rocky for bringing hockey back. I know people have been saying that for years, but you got to feel good about it every time you hear it, I'm sure.
Well, we had some lean years, and the nice thing is how everything, you know, came together. We've been very, very fortunate, and we have to thank the fans. They stuck with us and believed in the future, and they've been very, very supportive.
630, Steve, you were supposed to buy Rocky Harvey's Bristol Cream. Nothing but top shelf for you, sir. And then this is a good question. When you were growing up as a kid, we were just talking about this off the air. As a kid in the family, but a Blackhawks fan, what's your favorite kid memory of you as a little kid of the team?
Well, it's funny. We were talking about this with Bobby the other day. My brother Peter would take Bobby Hull would sign autographs and little slips of paper, and then my brother Peter would sell them for a buck. And so Bobby would saw him one day in the hall and said, "So, don't I get a little commission off of that?" So my brother did is he would take dimes and scotch tape them to pieces of paper, and then, you know, he'd bring the 10 dimes in and give them to Bobby.
How great is that? That would be an early transaction in the Wirtz Empire.
Yes, exactly. I mean, and I'm surprised Bobby settled for 10%.
Yeah, so am I. Dave, you got a question?
Well, knowing that memory is still vivid for you, and interaction with fans has been such a part of the Blackhawks' success. I mean, you go to the convention every summer, and does it ever surprise you the way these guys are able to connect with the fans, whether it's signing every autograph that they're asked to sign or talking with young fans or visiting with kids who've maybe had a rough time?
Well, you know, I think what's nice about it, that we're fortunate enough that the players realize the fame is like vapor, and that they have empathy, that they were those kids one day waiting in line and trying to get a glimpse of someone or someone who's maybe not as fortunate as they are. And the nice thing is that they don't ask for any credit. They don't ask for any fanfare. They don't have an entourage. They don't have a camera around them so that people can realize what they're doing. They're doing it out of the goodness of their heart, and that's where we're so fortunate with these players and the kind of values that they have. And I think that the fans pick up on those values. You can't teach someone to be genuine, and those players are genuine, and they actually mean it from their heart.
Speaking of genuine, are you going to keep that series alive? I love watching Coach Q bring hockey to the senior living facility and then Duncan Keith skating
so
with Cammy.
Great.
Those videos are so heartfelt. And, you know, those are shared millions of times all over Twitter and Facebook.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it is, because these are things that and our players want to appear in these different ads, and they don't get paid a nickel for them. They just do it, you know, because they think it's important. They know it's important to grow the game, and they know it's important to relate to different people. And everyone has a goal in life and what they want to do. And if they can be part of that goal, they want to be part of it. And that's what's so nice about it.
Yeah, you know, there's a thing about hockey, and I always just equate it to, you know, it's how you were brought up. You know, you got good parents, and a lot of these kids come from good Canadian farm families or Northern American farm families. They're just hardworking kids, right? But by the same token, They're millionaires. They could go south if they want. So I give credit to the organization, too. It's got to have something to do with Stan and Q and John and the way the on-ice part is structured as well.
Well, it's funny. Last night I was out for dinner and I went to a restaurant and Patrick Kane was there with his girlfriend. And so I went over to the waiter and said, I'd like to pick up his check. So when the check came at the time, and Patrick was nice enough and came over and thanked me very much. Well, sure enough, what he did is he picked up my check.
Oh, wow. Nice touch. That's look how he's story. All grown up.
Yeah.
And the trouble is he left a bigger tip than I would have.
So, well, that's a very nice move by you. But at any point as you're going, I'm going to pick up the check and go, hold on a second. I just remembered what I'm paying him.
Right. I don't think there's too many other teams that anyone would pick up the owner's check. I'll tell you that.
It's very true. And you have made a point over the years of staying out of the dressing room. Is that still what you do?
Absolutely. It's not my office. I always kid about it. The next time I'm in the locker room is after the last game when you win the Stanley Cup. Then you go to the locker room. But until that, the last thing the players want to see is ownership, and I stay as far away from them as possible, not because I don't think it's appropriate, and they're certainly always welcome in our office, but I don't think that's appropriate. Where they're not there to entertain ownership, they're there to do their job and to win hockey games.
He's a lot like Jerry Jones like that. He just doesn't want to get involved.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of texts about Stan Mikita, and you know, there's not a lot to tell here other than the fact that his family is around him and see him, and we keep saying prayers. That's all.
Exactly, we support him and wish him well, and you know that our prayers with him. And as you said, he has a great family and the support structure he has around him, and that's the important thing.
And at 7:45, we'll take a break for traffic. We'll come back. Got a few more minutes with Rocky Wirtz, the chairman. Where will you be tonight? In your normal seats?
Section 119, seat number 3.
I'm amazed he ever gets to his seats with everybody that wants to stop and shake your hand and stuff and take your picture. But you don't miss any of them, do you?
Well, it's better than a process server coming.
7:46.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back.
Rocky Wirtz is here, the chairman of your Chicago Blackhawks. Does it ever get old?
No, I'd like to say yes, but no, it doesn't. I said it's with the season starting today. I can't wait, and it never gets old.
If you haven't been by the United Center lately, and of course this was going on last season, but an awful lot of construction taking place there. What should fans expect who are showing up for the game tonight? What are they going to see?
Well, they're going to see we call it the office building on the east side, and that now it's all the glass is up, and then we're working on the atrium. That should be open after the first of the year. We'll move over the offices which are in the United Center. We'll be going over to the new building, and then we're going to repurpose those other buildings too. But the most exciting thing away for hockey fans is two blocks away is we got the Blackhawk new practice facility, community ice rink. And that should be by December of 17. We'll have two ice surfaces. And the Hawks only practice about 4 to 5% of the time. And the rest of the time will be for the community, both boys and girls learning to skate and a whole 360 program, which we're excited about.
That's going to be great.
You know, for both fitness, health, understanding, nutrition, what that means, commitment to your team, to yourself, to your family. And I think this should be really something good for the community and good for the city of Chicago.
Speaking of the stuff that doesn't involve the Stars, Andre and I have talked about this, and I mentioned this to John and Jay, but we want Andre to come over, Rock, with a camera crew and to show what it takes to put a game on for everybody that's not involved with the product on the ice, from the concessionaires to the ushers to, you know, the ticket folks to everybody else.
Putting the ice down to
all of it. So we'll probably do that. But you were mentioning the office building. Did you get a normal set? People don't know this. And I don't know about the Bulls side. I think I've been over there a couple times. But Rocky's in a supply closet. Yeah. I mean, the office, the size for a building the size of United Center, you guys are on one side of the building. The Bulls are on the other. But these are small, tiny offices. You can have like a normal office now?
Well, yeah, it's funny. I kid with John McDonough. I see he has the big corner office. It's not bad, but I call it a suite of rooms. Where I'm lucky, my new office is about the size of your monitor in front of you.
But John's big office is about 15 by 20 feet with an IKEA couch in the corner.
Well, but he invites me in so that I can sit there and solve all the world's problems.
Sure. Of course. Andre.
And the ambassadors, too. We have to give a shout out. You'll love this. I took my goddaughter to a preseason game, and she's a big Jonathan Taves fan, of course. She's young. And she said, I want to meet Tony Esposito. How cool is that? Now you have a whole younger generation, not only totally hyped about the guys on the ice, but the older stars, the ambassadors, too.
Well, it is. And I mean, Tony, I just saw Tony two nights ago, and he was just celebrating his 50th wedding anniversary. Yeah. He said, the last 2 years have been terrific, but he didn't say which last two.
He knows how to get in trouble in the car on the
exactly.
way home.
His wife, Marilyn, called it, she's a bird watcher. She watches him like a hawk.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
She's great. Marilyn's great.
Is there anything you want fans to know that's different this year or something that you wanted to say and you haven't had a chance to say recently?
No, I think just be excited about the new rookies and the kids we have on the ice. The defense is going to be great, and we're looking forward to a terrific season and go out and have fun, because I know the players are.
I love the fact that Brian Campbell came back, and he could have made more money elsewhere, but he wanted to be here.
Didn't that show the character of the individual? And yeah. He's going to be great in the locker room, but he realized that he wanted, like Chicago, he liked the fans, and it's a place he wanted to raise his two children. And what better than Western Springs that they can walk to school and be part of the community? And that's something that he said, I never felt when I was in Florida, taking nothing away from Florida, but this is not Chicago, and that was that.
Now, you are, for all the success you've had and for everything you do here in Chicago, you're a fairly relaxed guy. And I know there's times you're not, but I'm curious, how do you work in Coach Q's world? Because we love Coach Q. He's on the show next hour. I mean, do you have much interaction with Q? Because I don't know if you know this about Q. He's a tad wound up at times.
No, but I like to kid him about the different, ads he does for Binny's, Beverage Depot.
Sure,
and so
sure.
I kid him about, how much makeup does he have to put on before he shoots.
You got to remember that one, Steve.
And he is closing in. Now, listen, nobody's going to be able to catch Scotty Bowman, right? I mean, the lead's too big. But he's closing in on epic numbers on every level of coaching. It seems like every game there's another new coaching record for him.
Well, I think the people take it for granted because he's had such a winning percentage, especially the big games and what he's like. And people talk about younger players. Well, when he came in, look how young the Blackhawks were. I mean, he's going on his ninth year, and we had a very young team then. So we have a young team now. But, I mean, that just shows you he's good with younger players. He's good with older players and with veterans. But that's what the adaptability plus how he uses as assistant coaches, as a team, and you never hear the word I out of them, too. It's always the players. And plus, what's nice about it, if someone has a bad game, he never says it publicly. He does it behind closed doors.
Yeah, that's the right way to go. Before you get out of here, I think we ought to talk about youth hockey for a second, because one of the great impacts of the Blackhawks' success has been an absolute explosion of youth hockey in Chicago. Man, if there's one legacy that it'd be great for you to leave for is that. I mean, not just growing the brand and growing the product, but the fact that the NHL ought to be thanking you because you're growing hockey.
Well, it's interesting. Generally, on the on national figures, when national televised games, which tonight will be on, 25% of the the public is out of Chicago. So if they have 4 to 5 million people, I mean, you're having over a million people watch these games.
Right.
And what you also have is, we talk about youth hockey, but the amount of girls and women that are playing. I mean, 40% of the Blackhawk fan base are women, and there's a lot of those women that are on the ice, and that they're coming, and they're, Andrea, as you said, your goddaughter. I mean, they want to play and they want to be part of it. They're excited about it, and it's a great game to watch.
I don't remember that being that way in the old days. I mean, it was always 80-20 men.
Yeah, I mean, the ladies' room, there's never a line.
Yeah. That's
first
true.
Off, Rocky, I told you, that's not your line.
Exactly. No, and the Blackhawks, too, champions in creating programs that provide equipment, uniforms, hockey sticks, pucks to children who otherwise, and students who otherwise might not be able to afford it.
Well, that's what's nice about with the new Blackhawk Community Center, where there'd be no one that can't afford to come on and, but as you said, with equipment and instruction, and we'll get them from point A to point B to get them to the rink, because that's the biggest problem is how do I get to the rink and tie in to many of the public schools do not have the programs that they used to have, and that we can fulfill that. And you work with Boys and Girls Clubs and different community-based organizations. It's going to be exciting, and it's something that is to look forward to.
In these troubled times we live in, there's nothing like the great distraction of another great hockey season, so thanks for that. But I got to believe these troubled times are good for the liquor business.
Well, you know, and it's not bad. I mean, if the Cubs keep playing these late games, I guarantee we have another round of drinks.
It's great to see you. My best to your family, but it's always great to see you. And thanks for stopping in on Roe Show, which I know you do all the time as well. But you know how much we appreciate the partnership, and we're looking forward to a great season. And I'm telling you, I got a feeling, kids. I got a feeling. I think it's going to be a great year.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Rocky Wirtz.